Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. As the U.S. military establishment shrinks, thousands of Americans are losing their jobs at military bases, and scores of neighboring communities are bracing for economic hard times. The Federal Base Closing Commission has issued its final hit list. Barry Bugnato reports.
The commission cut a swath through some of America's best-known military bases. Fort Ord and the Long Beach Naval Station in California. Together, they would lose some 27,000 jobs. The Philadelphia Naval Shipyard. Air Force bases with history book names. Bergstrom, Carswell, England, Loring. Charles McKinney heads the Board of Selectmen in Ayer, Massachusetts, which would lose Fort Devens at a time of recession. McKinney once served there.
I'm really hurt by what happened. I think that Devens is still, should be considered at this late date as an integral part of the defense of the United States.
Some winners? The controversial Staten Island Naval Home Port, Whidbey Island Naval Air Station in Washington State, and Naval Training Centers in San Diego and Orlando. When Fort McClellan was spared, jubilant Alabama Congressman Glenn Browder had a statement ready, even though the vote could have gone either way.
You notice I pulled that one out of the right pocket. I also have a statement and a letter to the president in the left pocket that I'll go ahead and tear up now.
President Bush has 2 weeks to make any changes. It's expected he'll go along with the commission's choices. Congress can only reject the entire list, something that's extremely unlikely. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Newsman Jeff McKinney of CBS radio station KNX checked on the impact of one base closure in Southern California.
The Long Beach Naval Station and Hospital employ more than 16,000 military personnel and some 1,300 civilian workers. The closure would be a slow process, perhaps taking up to 6 years, as other berths in other Navy facilities are found for the Long Beach ships. But no matter how slowly the phase-out occurs, local businesses are fearing the worst. John Morris owns a sports bar in nearby Belmont Shores.
Well, I think there's a lot of businesses in town that are dependent on the Navy business. I'm not saying we're totally dependent on it, but it's a nice portion of our business, and it's not one that I see something around the corner that's going to fill that void.
The Federal Commission tapping the Long Beach Naval Station foreclosure cited as its main reason the high local cost of living, saying a sailor's pay doesn't go far enough in Long Beach. Jeff McKinney for CBS News, Los Angeles.
One U.S. base was given away today. At a ceremony in the Philippines, the U.S. formally turned over Camp John Hay to the Philippine government. For 88 years, U.S. military families had enjoyed the recreational facilities in that cool northern mountain resort. Now the Aquino government plans to convert it into a world-class resort, earning $6 billion a year. The Soviet parliament today passed a landmark law allowing the sale of state industry to private operators, even foreigners. Jonathan Sanders reports.
The Soviet parliament passed a law authorizing the state to sell off many of its factories. Workers and Soviet citizens will be given the first opportunity to buy industrial plants. Foreigners will be eligible to purchase some units, too. The Soviet government hopes to sell off two-thirds of all the country's industries, except for defense and utilities, over the next 5 years. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
Also today, Soviet citizens are for the first time eligible for unemployment insurance. The Warsaw Pact is being formally buried today in Prague as East European leaders sign abolition papers for the Soviet-dominated alliance formed in 1955 to confront NATO. The Warsaw Pact military structure folded earlier this year. In Yugoslavia, the big question today is whether the National Army will go along with orders to stand down in breakaway Slovenia after civilian leaders agreed to back off from civil war. John Holland is in Ljubljana.
Slovenian President Milan Kucan told journalists that despite a tense calm here, a formal peace worked out with federal and European community officials could not exist in Slovenia until the federal army returned to its barracks. Kucan said there was no evidence of a withdrawal and accused the federal government in Belgrade of being unable to control the actions of the hardline generals within the federal army. As a result, Kucan said an international commission should be set up to oversee the orderly withdrawal from Slovenian border posts, as well as its sea and air space, by what he again called Yugoslavia's occupation force. And until that withdrawal is completed, he added, there could be no hope of implementing an agreed 3-month freeze on Slovenia's steps towards independence from Yugoslavia. John Holland for CBS News, Ljubljana.
A political stalemate over Yugoslavia's rotating presidency was broken early today with the election of Croatia's Stipe Mesic. Croatia has also voted itself independent. The price of German unification keeps going up, and to pay for it, taxes went up sharply today. It now costs about $7 more to fill the gas tank of a Volkswagen Golf. More from Jesse Schulman.
The tax increases, Chancellor Helmut Kohl said would not be necessary to finance unification, go into effect today. Some examples: just the tax increase on gasoline amounts to almost 50 cents a gallon, phone bills go up, and on income tax, there's an across-the-board 7.5% more to pay. A year ago today, the Deutschmark became the currency of what was still then East Germany. Access to Western goods has raised living standards there, but unemployment continues to soar as antiquated, inefficient factories close their doors. Some experts say the worst could be over by the end of this year, but East Germans are getting impatient, waiting for signs of an economic miracle that are still hard to see. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, Bonn.
Algeria's beleaguered government thinks it has one way to stem the violent wave of Islamic fundamentalism: seize the opposition headquarters and arrest the two top leaders for armed conspiracy. So far, no resistance reported as thousands of Lebanese troops move to assert government control in the badlands of southern Lebanon. Palestinian bases have been surrounded, but the guerrillas are refusing to surrender their weapons. China's aging leadership has gathered in Beijing to mark the 70th birthday of one of the world's few communist parties still in power. The celebrations have played down problems within the 50-million-member party. 6 days after it took effect, Cambodia's ceasefire has been broken by Khmer Rouge shells fired into a refugee camp. President Bush's short Supreme Court list is getting even shorter.
This is Randall Pinkston in Kennebunkport. Sources tell CBS News the administration's list of potential nominees has been focusing on Hispanics, and that Federal Appeals Court Judge Emilio Garza of San Antonio is one of the finalists interviewed by the Department of Justice in Washington over the weekend. Judge Garza was appointed by former President Reagan to the district court 3 years ago. President Bush nominated him to the Fifth Circuit. He was confirmed last month. But if Garza is the president's choice, Mr. Bush isn't saying, only telling reporters that he's close and he will have an announcement soon. Other candidates mentioned on the administration's short list include appeals court judges Edith Jones of Texas, Ferdinand Fernandez of California, and Clarence Thomas of Washington, also federal district judge Ricardo Hinojosa of Texas. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, with the president in Kennebunkport.
Britons are celebrating. Many state and federal governments start their fiscal year today with severe budget problems. 8 states fail to enact the budget on time. Maine is closing non-essential state services, and Connecticut may do so. As of today, many Iowa teens face cold turkey or a $100 fine. It's now illegal for anyone under 18 to smoke, chew, or even possess tobacco. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is up 18.12 at 2924.87.